Hi there, welcome back to Football Spine. The transfers continue to come thick and fast, even though we're just 2 weeks into the closed season. We've got some interesting Michael Essien news coming up for you. Defiance from Arsene Wenger and Spurs in a fight with Chelsea. But we start, as ever, with transfer time. Take a look at this. It's the front page of the Spanish Daily Marker. It says here, Ozil says no to Ferguson. The Manchester United boss, Alex Ferguson, say Marker has made an approach to Real Madrid for the man they signed for £12 million last summer. They quote Ozil's agent, Rezul Favali, who says here, thanks, Manchester United, but Ozil's very happy at Real Madrid. United do not provide a solution. Early days, though, United fans, a good move for you, or would you prefer Luka Modric or even Wesley Schneider in that midfield? Now, Schneider has been talking to the Italian daily La Gazzetta dello Sport, and while he was saying last week that he's not leaving Inter Milan, this week his attitude's a little bit different. He says here, only God can decide where my future lies. I can be certain of one thing. If I remain at Inter Milan, then I will give my all to win everything again. Just one more Manchester United story for the time being, and it concerns one. It's a curious one because it concerns a captain, Nemanja Vidic. As United fans know, he's 29, got 3 years left on his contract, but he's been linked with a move to Juventus this summer. Well, his agent Silvano Martina has been talking to Radio Sportiva in Italy. He says, I talked to him and he said, I'm the captain of Manchester United. Why should I go to Italy right now? This response removes any doubt about where his future lies. He stays where he is. We shall see. Let's run you through a few more stories doing the rounds this morning. The Mail say that Chelsea in a fight with Spurs to sign Everton's 20-year-old midfielder Jack Rodwell. In our own Daily Mirror, Everton making moves to sign the 20-year-old attacking midfielder Sergio Canales on loan from Real Madrid. In The Sun, we told you on Friday that Bayern Munich have joined the hunt for Arsenal's Samir Nasri. They're reporting that today. Also reporting that Arsene Wenger's told both them and Man United he's not going to let Nasri go without a fight. He says, we will do everything we can to keep Nasri at the club. My wish is that he stays here. Time for your messages and on our email spy@mirror.co.uk. Gregor Midgley is in Belgium. He's asking about the very capable winger Andres Guardado, who plays for the recently relegated Deportivo La Coruña. He's a regular in the Mexico side. Gregor's wondering if a Premier League club's in for him. Not just yet. Looks as though Valencia may well sign him up this summer. George is in Southport, says here Liverpool should sign Connor Wickham, Adel Tarabt, Juan Mata and Mamadou Sakho. This way I think we'll win the league. Three of them, yes, but I'm not too keen on Tarabt at QPR. Lots of you want to know the identity of our phantom sneezer at the end of our last show on Friday. Still trying to find that out. Roby Manifield's been in touch on our email. Says here, I want to let you in on the best kept secret in football, which is Seydou Doumbia, who plays in Russia. I tip him to be even better than Didier Drogba has been in the Premier League. Yes, Doumbia is a quality player. He's 23, scored 17 goals this season for CSKA Moscow, and Manchester City have him on their radar. On YouTube, Nomsdy Girl says, like the new show, but there's too much noise in the background. I haven't seen any show yet where at the end a guy sneezes. Tell them to keep quiet. Don't they know it's football spy time? I'll try. They don't listen to me, though, to be fair. Lewis12360 says, if Henderson's worth £20 million, then Nasri at £8 million is an absolute steal. I think Nasri is worth at least £20 million. Druv is in India, would like to see the Lille winger Eden Hazard at Liverpool. To P. Murphy, there's no truth in the Galatasaray winger Arda Turan moving to Liverpool. And to Zed Fabregas, thinks the mystery striker that Arsenal are in for is the Lorient hitman Kevin Gamero. Well, sorry to disappoint you, but Gamero's gone to Paris Saint-Germain, where he's signed a four-year deal, disappointing Newcastle in the process. They've been very keen on him. Let's take you very quickly around Planet Football for some European transfer news. As.com in Spain reporting Everton could offer Mikel Arteta to Atletico Madrid in order to raise some cash. The same paper today conducting a poll in which Real Madrid fans have voted they'd rather see the club sign Sergio Aguero from rivals Atletico rather than the Neymar call him a striker, as a winger, come striker, Neymar from Santos. That could be good news for Chelsea, Manchester City as well. They are both in for him. One more story coming out of Spain today, and today is the last day on which Real Madrid can exercise their option to buy the City striker Emmanuel Adebayor. Being reported in Spain that Real not taking up that option unless they fail to get one of their primary targets. In France, L'Equipe reporting that the Bordeaux midfielder Alou Diarra plays for Paris Saint-Germain. He'd fancy a move to Marseille. In Italy, Napoli tracking Inter Milan's Suleiman Tarek, according to Sport Mediaset. The Porto striker Hulk's been linked with Spurs here in England, been telling the Portuguese daily Ojogo that he'd only be leaving for a significantly better club. And we'll do one more, because Marca in Spain reporting Jose Mourinho at Real Madrid wants the Benfica left-back Fabio Quintrao so that he can use him as a winger. Back to the Premier League, and the Express reporting that Mourinho wants the man he took to Chelsea, Michael Essien. The Times say that Man City having another go at trying to pinch Alexis Sanchez off Barcelona. He's got a big decision to make, big money over his dream move. The Mail say that Swansea set to revive their interest in Ida Gudjonsson. Don't know why, did nothing at Spurs, did nothing at Stoke, and did nothing at Fulham. Sticking with the Mail, Blackburn set to step up their interest in the defender Roger Johnson, although there's been talk that Liverpool, no less, could be keen on him or his defensive partner in centre-half Scott Dan. Not doing too much on Phil Jones today. We fully expect Man United to iron out the problems they had trying to get him from Blackburn. But in our own Daily Mirror, Bolton have had a £5 million bid for that striker who doesn't score goals. Cameron Jerome turned down, set to go in. Again, big problems at Birmingham, as you know. And one more, because reaching us over here at Spy over the weekend, West Ham striker Demba Ba set to join Newcastle. Actually, also hearing just now that West Brom could be moving in for the Finnish striker Ola Toivonen, who plays for PSV in Holland. Competition time, and as usual, we need your biggest spenders in the transfer window this summer in the correct order. Need your 1, 2, 3. Tell us also where you're writing in from. You know the prize by now. Goodie bag from our friends at Renault Vans with the strip of your choice, boots and all sorts. So keep your entries coming in. On our email, spy@mirror.co.uk, Dimitar Atasanov is in Bulgaria, thinks the top spenders are going to be Liverpool, with Chelsea and Man United behind them. Mudasir is in Canada, thinks the top spenders will be City, with Liverpool and Manchester United behind them. Mordecai Halfon is in Jerusalem, Israel, thinks the biggest spenders are going to be Chelsea, with City and Liverpool behind them. On Twitter, @footballspy, Eamon Ryan's in Dublin, thinks the biggest spenders are going to be Manchester United, with Chelsea and Manchester City behind them. And just a couple more. Adam El Pistolero thinks it's going to be Chelsea, United and Liverpool. He's in Australia. On YouTube, Longshot is in the USA, thinks it's going to be United, Chelsea and Arsenal. And we will do just one more. Abdi Stars in Sweden thinks it's going to be United, Chelsea and Liverpool. Keep your tweets, your transfer news and your views on the transfer market coming in. The Football Spy Show is back tomorrow. I'll see you next time.